the readings this weekend, you know, I think they really challenge us to take time to really consider what is it that God asks of us? What is it that He commands? We heard in that reading from Deuteronomy, God speaking through Moses, "You shall not add to what I command, nor shall you subtract." Now, the book of Deuteronomy, where we're at in the book, Moses has learned and he has told the people that he will not be entering the promised land, that he will not be able to complete that journey with them. And so he comes to this moment where he is giving them their final instructions, giving them, "Okay, you're crossing, I'm not, here's my words of wisdom." And he does so by taking them back and reminding them what has happened to them since they were freed from Egypt, from slavery in Egypt, 40-some years ago. Most of those original people had passed away. And so he needs to make sure that everybody who's going into the promised land remembers all these significant events. And in this proclamation that he gives today, this teaching, he's reminding them of the importance of those Ten Commandments inscribed on those tablets, this law given by God. Now, when the Israelites speak of the law, they speak of these Ten Commandments, but they also speak of the, I think it's like over 200 some precepts that flow from that, that would govern their everyday life, how they're to worship, how they're to sacrifice animals, how they're to offer up wheat, as well as just how are they to live out their day-to-day lives. And note that God says, "Do not add to, do not subtract." However, over the course of history, humans never seem to be satisfied with what is given to them, and so they either add to or subtract. And so we come to this gospel from Mark, and note that Christ calls these precepts, these things that the Pharisees are asking for, the tradition of the elders. This is what the St. Mark tells us. This is the tradition of the elders. These are human precepts added onto what God has provided. Such things as purification of cups and jugs, kettles and beds. Now we would say, well, duh, things need to be washed. They get dirty. But this is more than that. This is a purification beyond normal washing. Now, the reason I think that that happened is because they had lost sight of what it was that was most important, what it is that the law of God points to, which is the Ten Commandments, and what the Ten Commandments point to. And that is what is the great Shema of the Israelites. This saying, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." And they would take this, saying they'd write it on paper, they put it in a box, and they literally tie it to their forehead and on their wrist. Lest they forget. Lest they forget that God and God's love is really what is most important. St. James tells us that every perfect gift, the word of truth, comes from God in that letter that we heard today. And Christ reveals to us that God is a triune God, a God of relationship, a God of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in doing so, reveals to us and reminds us of that great commandment to love God with our whole heart, soul, mind, being, strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself, taking and reminding us and pointing us back to what it is that is most important, what it is that needs to govern, have precedence over any human law that we have. As St. James tells us, we need to be doers, not just hearers of this word. And so I think the question that we are faced with is what Isaiah prophesied. This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. Where are our hearts today? Where are our hearts in this moment? Are they in this moment wrapped up in the prayer of the Mass? Are they turning to God? Are they seeking God? Or have our hearts been hardened? Have they been hardened against change or against another person? Have they been hardened against God Himself? And do our hearts need to be broken once again from a heart that is hardened to a heart of flesh, a heart of flesh that beats with love of God and love of neighbor? Christ tells us that, you know, what defiles a man is not from what comes from without, but what comes from within. That it is those thoughts of the heart, those things that flow from our heart, which really, truly determine how clean, how pure we are. Those things which the Pharisees saw as only being treatable from the outside, Christ reminds us, truly comes from the inside out. On Friday, we celebrated the Feast of St. Augustine. And St. Augustine tells us that our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee, O Lord. Do we recognize truly that there is a God-shaped hole within our heart that only He can fill? Do we cry out to Him in our need? Do we turn to Him at every moment of every day? Or do we say, well, God, You can be here in this moment, but I'm going to take care of this on my own. Or I'm not going to worry about it because this is really a simple human thing. The reality is that God's love is so unending, so unconditional, that He wants to be involved in every moment of our lives. This is why the Ten Commandments prescribe for us to honor Him, to not use His name in vain, to keep holy the Sabbath, but also to not commit adultery and not to steal and not to murder and so forth. This love of God that we are all called to share in is not just for this moment, but needs to flow from here into the world, into our very lives, into our families, and amongst our friends, and amongst those whom we don't even know. And so it is a matter of the heart that we are faced with today. This question of where is our heart? Is it focused on God? Is it seeking God? Do we turn to Him with the simple things of our lives, such as selling a home, getting ready for an exam, taking up our studies or doing our work, caring for our children or whatever it is? We have the opportunity in this Holy Mass to once again partake of Him, His body, blood, soul, and divinity. May we turn to Him, seeking that our hearts of stone, those hearts hardened by hatred and sin and anger, might become hearts of flesh, open to Him and open to all those around us, that we might recognize throughout this week and every day of our life whom it is that He is calling us to attend to.